Let's take a rare moment now to talk about policy in the race for the White House. It is hard to do with all the insults flying back and forth, but a number of economists are weighing in on the policy proposals of the candidates, and there is some concern. Ali Velshi hosts Ali Velshi on Target on Al Jazeera America. He's with us from New York. Hi, Ali.
Hey, Jeremy. Good to talk to you.
And we should say that candidates propose ideas that economists don't like all the time.
Yeah.
But in this case, it seems Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump are causing some extra special concern.
Yeah. Now, first, I want to just put something aside, and that is that there are some people who've done calculations to say that as Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump have done well in the primaries, the markets have correspondingly done more poorly. I want to remind everybody, we're worried about slowdowns in China and around the world and the collapse of oil prices and North Korea and ISIL. I don't make the association between what U.S. markets are doing right now and Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump. But these guys, if they were to get elected, might actually do what they propose doing, and that is rock the boat, upset the apple cart, whatever you will. And the market watchers and economists tend to be part of that establishment that both Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders say they so dislike and say they want to take control from. So you can imagine why mainstream economic America finds both of these guys a little bit scary.
Well, what are they worried about with regards to Donald Trump?
Well, a few things. First of all, they are very concerned about his protectionism, about the idea that he keeps on talking about willingly starting trade wars with China and with Mexico. You know, when pressed about how he's going to get Mexico to pay for this wall, which the Mexican former Mexican president said there's no way they're going to do, he talks about the $58 billion trade deficit with Mexico, which implies he will do things to reduce that trade deficit, i.e., get involved in a trade war. So that worries people. His expenses, his costs of what he wants to do, his tax plan cut would reduce federal revenue by about $10 trillion over a decade. People were mad when John McCain proposed something that would reduce it by $1 trillion over a decade. So how he prices out his plans is upsetting economists and market watchers as well.
And what about Bernie Sanders? What are they worried about with him?
Well, there's a whole list of things that they don't like about Bernie Sanders. Mainly, when you add up all of his policies, they add up to an increase in spending of $17 trillion over 10 years. That'd be a 38% increase over what we spend now. Any number of things. Infrastructure spending, he wants $1 trillion. I happen to think that's not a bad idea. Universal health care, he wants single-payer health care. Free college tuition, minimum wage raised to $15 an hour. Lots of Americans like these ideas. Lots of business Americans think this is ruinous for the economy.
Well, and I imagine when the supporters of Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders hear that Wall Street and economists don't like these guys' plans, it's only going to make them like them
exactly
more.
Exactly what their supporters like. And that's what Wall Street doesn't like. And that's what economists don't like, because what they generally think is, look, you've got to say all sorts of things to get yourself elected. But once you're in office, someone's going to have a little sit down with you and tell you, nah, you can't really do that. And they're quite worried that these guys mean it and that they are going to surround themselves with people who will help them make these policies happen. Now, listen, we've had examples in the past, Jeremy, where presidents have come in and bucked orthodoxy and it's been better for the economy. You know, mainstream media, mainstream economists and market watchers don't like that.
Ali Velshi at Al Jazeera America. Ali, thanks.
My pleasure.